in traffic, just start singing praises to God. And I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Your whole attitude changes and your circumstance changes.
That's right.
So let's give a big hand to Steve and Bonnie Kukla.
Hallelujah. It was off. Okay. Well, hallelujah. Morning sun, light of creation, grassy fields of velvet floor, crystal skies, a shimmering curtain. Oh, he has made a perfect world. I'm amazed with his talent. I stand in awe of one so great. Now my soul begins to sing out to the source from which we came. Bless the Lord who reigns in beauty. And with power, bless the Lord who reigns my life with so much love. He has made a perfect heart. Bless the Lord in beauty. Bless the Lord who reigns with wisdom and with power. Bless the Lord who reigns my life with so much love. He has made a
there is no other name above.
above you. Blessed be your name. God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name, holy unto your name. God of Abraham, faithful and true, holy, holy are you. The Son of Righteousness and the Lamb that was slain. You're the lily of the valley. You're my bright and morning star. You're the beginning and you're the end. You're the everlasting Father. You're the God, the God of all glory, my healer and my King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all Adam kind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah. You're my soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name.
Thank you. I don't know about you, but every now and then, I get a little homesick. Now, I'm not talking about homesick for going to where I was born and raised. Because that was around Chicago, and I had enough of that place growing up. Well, I don't mind visiting there every now and then. I still got a brother lives there. But I'm kind of homesick for a country, and getting more so in this day. But you know, there's nowhere else on earth we can go. Have you ever looked at the word Jerusalem closely? Have you looked at the three letters in the middle? USA. Just as God has hidden his people all over the world, among the nations, he's hidden a little secret in a word. The country that I'm homesick for is the coming of his kingdom. It's not even heaven.
heaven, if I'm privileged enough to go there and not be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye when he comes, that's just a way station. Just a holding place. But the real action is going to happen right here on earth. New Jerusalem, John said, he saw coming down from God out of heaven. A city that, according to the calculations in the scripture, is 1,500 miles square in every direction. You fit a lot of folks in there. And that's going to bring the Garden of Eden to the entire earth. That's what it's going to be like. The first Adam failed, just as we would have. But the last Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, came and fulfilled everything that the first Adam should have done.
Hallelujah.
And made it possible for us to enter in. So if I'm homesick for a place, it's that sweet Beulah land that we're headed toward. And Beulah is kind of a funny sounding word to much of our ears. There used to be girls named Beulah years ago. You know what that word means? It means married. Beulah land means we're married to the land. Think about that. That's scripture. There's a lot of significance about the land. And I'm not talking about the land of Palestine. That was a part of it. That was a part of the promise that he made to our father Abraham. But I have to look at these United States of America and see the grandeur and the beauty of it and the way it's laid out. I don't have time to go into this right now, but the United States of America is laid out in the same pattern that the tabernacle in the wilderness and the temple in Jerusalem were laid out. Oh, yeah. The Great Lakes, the crossing of the rivers and everything. I mean, we can go into details on this, but it's all there. Even the location of certain mountain ranges and so forth, it's patterned after the heavenly vision. And I can't help but think that even though we're in turmoil and the trouble we're in right now, that God has a plan for the United States. And we are going to fulfill that plan by His grace. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're homesick for that, like me, let's enjoy this.
My kind of home, sick for a country from which I came so long ago, where sad goodbyes are never spoken. Time won't matter, it won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and one day heal our land, where my home will be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, I'm looking now across the fields and the rivers, where my faith is gonna end in sight. There's just a few more busy days to labor until all the earth is filled with with his heavenly light. It's Beulah Land I'm longing for you. And one day he shall heal our land.
The weekend when the world celebrates the resurrection.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, yes.
And as Christians, we understand that there's been no greater love than the love that Christ gave
Amen.
For us.
Amen. No question about it.
And a lot of people look about Christianity, well, that's for weak people.
Mm-mm.
And well, Steve, I'm going to diff with you there, because we are a weak people.
Well, I'll agree in our flesh,
you know,
we are.
And they say Christianity is for weak people. You've heard that before, haven't you?
No question.
We are a weak people. If we were a strong people, we wouldn't be in the hell we're in today.
You're right.
Yes.
And Bonnie sings a song that nobody can sing like Bonnie. Okay?
Yeah.
Nobody ever loved me. I'm not sure if I got the title right.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus.
Nobody ever cared for me like
yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
And so I'm going to ask her to sing that song for us as well. Nobody can sing that song like Bonnie.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your asking for this, Brother Tom. My own pastor in Tulsa requests this quite often, too. Yes.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Just why he came to save me. When someday I see his blessed face above, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no darkness from
gift of God to me. Be 38 years this September. Amen. Our Lord warned us that when we see the kind of things that we're seeing around us today, He said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Years of time have come and gone. Since I first heard it told how Jesus would come back to earth one day. Back then, it seemed so real that I just can't help but feel how much closer His coming is today. War and strife on every hand, violence seems to fill all our land. Yet some people say He'll never come again. But the word of our God is still true. He's going to redeem His chosen few. So don't lose hope. Soon our Jesus will descend. Signs of the times are everywhere. There's a great anticipation in the air. Keep your eyes fixed upon the eastern sky. Lift up your heads, redemption.
Thank you very much.